I am the ultimate. I am majesty. Crypto decentralized. I am currency. I am the Tesla for electricity. I am a mobile. I'm mining frequency. I am the whole.
Ask that again.
So what was it specifically about the whole like art gallery? Like what set of emotions sprung to you? You were like, dude, like I need to build this art gallery for these people.
So basically one of my friends just hit me up and was just like, yo, have you heard of NFTs? And I'm just like, I had heard about it from like a visual artist perspective, but never from a music artist perspective. And then I started looking it up, and I would look up like Mike Shinoda just did an NFT and there, you know, Kings of Leon doing NFTs. And so I was like, wait a minute, you can do this with music. And then thinking about, you know, that I'm already a part, I'm a Stream to Rebuild artist where a percentage of anything that I make is going into a fund to help communities rebuild. But of course, you know how streaming royalties are. They slow coming in. Exactly. So, you know, I saw this as an opportunity that's like, yo, we can actually raise those funds faster. Like, right. Like my friend, he sent me a video of the village, and it's like showing them like using, tilling the ground with their hands and stuff. And they have to do this before the floods come in, and they're not able to because they don't have equipment. And I'm just like, yo, we need to help them get this equipment, you know, $20,000 getting sent over there, and they have all the equipment they need, and they can actually feed thousands upon thousands of people. That is something that I instantly was like, yo, if we can get them this money faster doing this, because, you know, I'm not motivated by money. I'm not motivated to, I want to put my music out and I want to sell it. And that's probably why I haven't been famous. But if you put where I can help a whole community and all I have to do is what I love, all right. Okay, I understand this now. Yeah, let's do this. Let's raise the funds. They're in the music video. They did the work. Let me get them some money, right? And so instantly, like within 24 hours of me learning about NFTs, I had gotten a Rarible account and minted my first NFT. I went all in.
That's crazy. And then
I just started calling my friends and was like, yo, this is what we're doing. And they was like, yo, we're in. I called some e-commerce client, like customers and clients that I had in the past. And they're like, yo, that's dope. And then I had another brand that's partnering with me, Nene's Naturals, where anyone who purchases anything from my store this weekend, even if it's just the single for $1.29, they're going to give them a 15% off coupon code to get their highly acclaimed, amazing hair and body butter. Yeah, it's just it like all came together in the week, like, and everything just been intuition. Everything, even to this call. I was like, yo, we can't do this launch without Nate. Nate's in the song, yo. And your verse, I love your verse in the song.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about like how your verse came to be. Like, tell me what it means to you.
So when I wrote it, I was actually dealing, well, I feel like you deal with life in like levels, right? So I like, just like a video game, you're going through, you're lost, you see a bad guy, you're like, oh, that's probably where I should be, right? So I view my life in a very similar way. Whenever I see conflict or confrontation or there's something there, I feel like, oh, that's where I should be. That's the next level that I should get to, right? Mm-hmm. So I felt like I was dealing with one of these moments where I was realizing that like I was very much self-sabotaging myself. And I was like, I don't deserve to have these things. I don't deserve to obtain these goals. But that was a bunch of like, it was BS, right? Like, it's not true. So when I was writing this verse, the first couple bars go like, mind is moving, body's right, align the chakras and I'll be fine. I felt like in order to break out of this, I felt like I needed to kind of like get my decision-making chakra in place because I was very all over the place. Like my intuition was everywhere. So this was just very much about like, hey, look, I need to work on myself and improve myself. And I need to stop self-sabotaging so that I can not only take care of the people that I love, but take care of myself too, you know? And then through that, like emanate that light out to other people and show them like, hey, look, it's okay to be who you are. And it's okay to be loved for who you are. And if you're playing a character that's not you, chances are that's not real love in the first place. You know what I mean? So you might as well just be your authentic self. And so I was dealing with a lot. And so when you hit me with the song, I was like, dude, this is crazy. Like, we got to talk.
Yo, and that's the thing. Like, I remember when you were finally able to listen to it, and like literally that same night you had sent a verse. It was mixed your vocal. Yeah. I was just like, yo.
Yeah, he's
and
ready.
I listened to it. I was like, yo, this is a vibe right here. This is a vibe. So I want to thank you so much.
Oh, I appreciate you for even like just thinking about like, oh, Nate would slap on this. You know what I mean? Like, it was dope to collaborate with you. This is such a beautiful song. And it like it with like the language changes and just like the vibes and just like the so many different energies on the song. It's like it makes you feel good, you know. And I feel like not a lot of music makes you feel good anymore. Like, it makes you feel sad or angry or makes you want to do something, but it doesn't make you just feel genuinely like uplifted and inspired. So it was really cool just be a part of this at all with you guys. That was dope. I appreciate you.
Oh my goodness. This is, hey, we're about to make some history with this NFT and our music, our verses together, making people feel good. Like, that's what I am all about, making people feel good. But I know that you are putting out a lot of music, and all of it's dope. Yes, I do follow you on Spotify, sir. Hey. So tell me, like, of all of your songs that you have done or even, you know, been featured on or whatever, which song, you know, I hate when people ask me this. I don't know why I'm asking you, but I was going to ask you, which one is your favorite? Like, which one do you find yourself listening to over and over again?
That's a really good question. I think it would be my song Want Me. And I think that's because it gives me that very feel good vibe. And I felt like I made that song like literally the day that I had like this crazy, like spiritual awakening, when I realized like a lot of things about life and things that I thought about myself were not actually what it was. So whenever I think of that song, it makes me remember that day, but it also makes me just like, remember that, like, it brings me back to a constant. It brings me back to, hey, I have control over what's going on. It's a 99% mental. I'm in here and I need to just manifest and portray and do what I need to do to impact and inspire and do the things that I want to do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think it's by far my best like engineered mix song that I did. And I also think lyrically it's really good. It's just really clean, but also like it makes me remember those moments that I was like down and I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know how to help myself. But now I feel like I've come out of that and I'm ready to take on the world, if that makes sense.
Yes, yes, yes. Everybody go check out the song Want You, right?
Want Me, yeah.
Want
yeah,
Me. Please. There we go. Go check it out. It is a dope one. another question for you, sir.
Hit me.
There we go. Outside of your music, what's the music that you are listening to right now? Like, what's on your playlist?
That's, you know what? I've been really messing with Justin Bieber's new Justice album. Mm-hmm. And only because not only because I think he's a dope artist, but I felt like a lot of the times his older records, they were very like closed sounding vocals. A lot of like E, there was a little bit of like nasally sound, but that was his thing. But I feel like this album is just like, it's exploding with so many bright, like big sounding vocals that I haven't heard from him in a long time. And that makes me really excited. So I've just been listening to that shit on repeat. Oh, I don't know if I can cuss. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, but you can.
Okay, cool. Totally.
You are good.
No, I've been listening to it over and over and over. It's just inspiring. And I really like that sound. Like, that sound is what I'm trying to encapsulate into my music. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. What I love your sound. I've been listening to, I actually took it back this week. I listened to a lot of Beats Antique. Siren song. It just, that song just makes me feel like, I told the people that are working with me on my team, I was like, yo, I want my brand to look like this song makes you feel.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I was like, I just want you to listen to this over and over again. And I want my brand to look like that. But let's see, who else? I listened to like a lot of, I've been listening to a lot of Beyonce.
The queen.
Yeah. Listen to a lot of Beyonce. Listen to a lot of like African artists. I'm actually working now on a remix to Unconditional with a Ghanaian rapper.
Are you serious?
And producer too. They're going to add some stuff. So
that's
I'm super
crazy.
Excited about that. So I've kind of been like in that world a little bit. But yeah, my musical tastes are all over the place. I'll be listening to like Andrea Bocelli and Celine Dion. And then, you know, the next song will be Rage Against the Machine. And
you know what I mean?
The next song will be Enya. And then the next song, you know, it's just, you know, Luther Vandross is in there somewhere. So.
Do you feel like you kind of like strategically listen to music, like based, is it based on how you feel? Is it based on what you want to create? Like, how do you feel like you, like, what is that cycle for you? You know what I mean? Because I know for all musicians, it's kind of different.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's about what I want to feel in that moment. Actually, someone asked me, I had an interview yesterday and they asked me like of my songs, like if I'm sitting there listening to a song over and over again, why do I listen to my own song over? And I had the epiphany at that moment. I listen to the song because it takes me back to how I felt when I wrote it. And I want to have that feeling again. And so I think that's why I actually listen to any music, is mostly for that feeling. Now, if it's something like a project that I'm working on, I'll listen to it. And like my method for writing and everything is I kind of listen, and it's almost like I absorb the music and let it tell me what it wants to say. And
exactly.
Like let those emotions come through. So, yeah. What about you? Like, what's your method? Because I know you mix and do your vocals and all that good stuff. So what's your method when it comes to, number one, actually even just writing, but mixing your stuff and getting it to sound the way that you want it?
You know, I think you hit it on the head. When you said what you just said about, like, wanting to feel that emotion, I got chills all over my body because, like, I think I had the same epiphany. Like, that's why, you know, like I made this song in this moment because this is how I felt and this is what I wanted to portray. And every time I listen to that, I feel that again, you know? So everything is based on feeling to me. Like, I did choir, so I have a little bit of understanding of like how music works. I understand notes a little bit, but I'm not super like super deep into like music theory. So a lot of the things that I do is just based on ear. So when I'm listening to a record, I'm listening to how it makes me feel at certain moments. I'm understanding like if this is, well, as an engineer, I'm listening to see like if it's all equal. I'm listening to see if there's like, oh, this is like really patchy or, but like as a listener, I'm listening to the music just to see if it's consistent and how it makes me feel, right? If I listen to it one time and it makes me feel happy, but then the next time it makes me feel a little sad, I'm like, why is that? Like, what's going on there? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm a big believer of if the way that my music makes me feel, that's how other people, they're going to take it a different way. But like my intended reason for making the song, my intended emotion, that's how they're going to feel too. They're going to feel that pain or that sad or that happy or that joy, whatever I put into that record, you know? Mm-hmm. So I would say it's really based on feeling too. But also just like consistency. And I make records I like to hear. You know, so I listen to my own music a lot because I like the way it sounds. Shit.
Yo, if you don't like the way your music sounds, why should anybody else?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? It's like, who is ever going to invest in you if you can't even invest in yourself? Who's going to
listen
to you if you don't want to listen to yourself?
Yes, yes. I am a true believer in that, in all things.
No.
I buy my singles first.
Exactly.
I do everything. It's like, if I want somebody else to do it, I have to do it first. So I got another question for you, all right?
Please.
In 5 years,
okay,
where will you be? Give me the vision that you see for yourself so that I can feel it, so I can be there with you.
All right, right now in 5 years, we're taking Want Me. We're getting in on a ton of FM radio stations. That's already happening, but what we're going to do from that is we're going to utilize that to either talk to a label, and I don't know if I want to do that yet, or we're going to start talking to some booking agents, and I definitely want to do that, book some shows. In the next 5 years, I feel like the setup phase is going to be over. I feel like we're really going to be in that push phase. I feel like my music's going to be on Billboard. I feel like a lot of things are going to change from all of those changes and the money that we make between me and my manager. We want to open up a record label. We want to call it Live Life Lavishly. We want to start investing in some trucks. So like commercial trucks where they drive around, except we just buy them and pay the driver, and we want to invest in a real estate. I want to have like a mini foundation built to take care of myself and my family forever, but to also continue this music thing for 10, 15, 20 years. I don't want to just be in the industry for like 2 years. I want to be in it for a while, and I want to leave my stamp, but I want to do it in a very light, like, I feel like in music, it can be very like cutthroat. It can be very dark, but I want to bring that light out. I want to show people like there's a different way to do it if we do it together. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So my mission is, the setup is over. We're on. We're making money in other different avenues and ways. And we put that money back into the music. So we keep growing and growing and growing and growing.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Keep on investing in it so you can keep growing and growing and growing. Exactly. And growing and growing. That's something that is really near and dear to my heart, to be able to educate artists on that exact thing, because you can give somebody all the money and the fame, but if they don't know how to, you know, invest and keep it.
Right. That's the entrepreneur side of you too. Like, that's just you coming out and be like, yo, you got to reinvest your money to grow. Like,
yeah,
that's how it is. Like, I look at music like, okay, if I want to go and I want to open up a grocery store, I'm going to need $20,000 for the building. I'm going to need maybe $5,000 in groceries. I'm going to need to keep. So I'm going to need like $25,000 off top before I can start it. That's how I'm looking at music. Like, before I even get off the ground, I'm probably going to have to put in a bunch of money and a bunch of time and a bunch of effort. But once that happens, people start coming to my grocery store. I start making money from my grocery store. And then I build my grocery store. And I get 3 and 10 and 40 grocery stores. And now we're a conglomeration, right?
But exactly.
You got to start with like putting, like investing in yourself, in, like monetarily, but also like believe in yourself. Believe that you can do it. You know what I mean? Like, believe you're working towards this goal every day for a reason. You're not just sitting here wasting your time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. That actually, what you just said reminded me of one of my favorite lyrics from my verse in Cosmic Rain Dance, which is, your life has always had meaning.
Yeah.
You got to believe that. Once you believe that, you start doing different things differently. You start taking care of yourself. It's just a completely different mental shift. So anyway, Nate, how can people follow you? How can people find you? I know there's a lot of folks that want to figure out where you are on social and stuff like that. So,
hell yeah. Guys, please come through. It's Official Nate Price on IG. If you go to officialnateprice.com, it'll have all my links in there, my Apple Music, my Spotify. It'll have my YouTube, my Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. It's my official website for all the things that you need to know about me. But other than that, all my social media platforms are Official Nate Price. If you look me up on Spotify or Apple Music, Nate Price, I'll pop up right there. I'm a verified artist. And then from there, just stream my songs, save my stuff. And I hope that you continue to check out my journey with me.
Awesome. 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 Thank you so much, Nate, for being on the Intune Instrument podcast. Thank you again for that legendary verse. I'm gonna call it legendary already. Legendary verse on Cosmic Rain Dance. I know that we have some more projects that we'll probably end up working on together.
We already know
you are a superstar, and we will meet in the stars, bro. So thank you everyone for tuning in. Next episode, another amazing guest. Talk to y'all later.
Oh, yeah. Peace.
Thank you, thank you, thank you again for tuning into the show. If you're interested in supporting the show, be sure to meander on over to shop.theintuneinstrument.com and check out the merch store. You want my latest single? Well, guess what? You can get it at shop.theintuneinstrument.com. You want to represent that you're an Intune instrument in your city? Shop.theintuneinstrument.com and grab a shirt. You get the message. Go to shop.theintuneinstrument.com and rep this